This man has attacked us for 20 years. Now all of a sudden he wants to stop the attacks. While David Duke was burning crosses and scaring people, I was building hospitals to heal them. When he was parading around in a Nazi uniform to intimidate our citizens, I was in a National Guard uniform bringing relief to flood and hurricane victims. When he was selling Nazi hate literature as late as 1989 in his legislative office, I was providing free textbooks for the children of this state. When he was writing porno books, I was signing anti-pornographic legislation. I have been in this business for a long time. I have a record, and he has a record. I suggest to you he's given us 20 years of hate and hurt, and I don't think he's earned the right to ask you to be governor. Let him go back to our communities if, in fact, he has a newfound religion, and let him spend some time providing some healing and some help to overcome what he has done to us for all these years, given us this reputation in the nation and in the rest of the world. Then after he has done community service and served mankind with some help, then let him come back to us 20 years from now when he has matured and truly shown us that he is a different new person. Maybe at that time we'll think about letting him be governor of our state. But until then, don't let him divide us. Don't let him separate us from the rest of the nation. Don't let him make a mockery of Louisiana. We're too important and we're too good for that. The people of this state need a governor as good as the people of this state, not someone whose reputation, deserved or not, around the nation is one of hate and division. I don't want my Louisiana to fall into that morass. We went down that road one time a long time ago, and we suffered for it for many decades. We'll not let David Duke take us down that same road again. Not ever.